there's worldwide condemnation of the Israeli attacks on the Gaza Strip. Thousands of people in countries such as Lebanon, Turkey, Yemen, South Korea, Tunisia, and South Africa have staged rallies to vent their anger at Tel Aviv's aggression. More rallies are planned in the coming days. The death toll from Israeli attacks on the Gaza Strip continues to rise. 30 people have been killed and hundreds more injured in the bombardment. Many of the victims are women and children. Loud explosions are frequently heard in civilian populated areas. Palestinian resistance fighters are responding to Israeli attacks on Gaza. Missiles have hit Tel Aviv for the second time since last night. Several retaliatory rockets have also struck Jerusalem al-Quds. Over 550 rockets and missiles have been fired into Israel since Wednesday. Palestinian medical sources say Gaza's main hospital has almost run out of medicine. The announcement comes as Israel continues its deadly attacks on the besieged coastal enclave. Gaza has been under a crippling Israeli siege since Hamas' victory in parliamentary elections back in 2006. Iraq calls on the Arab oil-producing countries to stop exporting oil to Israel and its supporters in reaction to Tel Aviv's aggression on Gaza. Iraq's Arab League envoy says he will propose the oil embargo during the emergency Arab League meeting in Cairo on Saturday. The acting Palestinian Authority chief condemns the Israeli massacre in Gaza. Mahmoud Abbas says pressure must be exerted on Israel to stop the attacks on the territory. He says Israel's war in Gaza is aimed at undermining the Palestinian cause and the efforts being made towards an independent Palestinian state. Anti-government protests in Jordan for the third straight day. Jordanians are angry over a sharp rise in fuel prices. Demonstrators are also criticizing Jordan's King Abdullah to step down. Abdullah is a close ally of the U.S. in the Middle East. And Russian President Vladimir Putin slams the West for its advocation of regime change in Syria. Putin made the remarks during a press conference with visiting German Chancellor Angela Merkel. He called for careful action in resolving the Syrian crisis. The two leaders, meanwhile, signed a number of economic deals.